Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show tonight. We are so glad to have you with us here on this Tuesday night, on this May the 8th, 2018. And I'm here at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, 1711 South Saginaw. It's actually been remodeled, and it's been reopened for about 3 weeks, and I still enjoy it. I'm not bored with the new layout. I like the new layout. It's pretty cool. But I'm here at McDonald's, and so glad to have you with me. And sometimes I'll talk about like some cool stuff like that's going on right now, but right now I want to talk to you about something that's on my heart. And that's pretty cool. I was just thinking about something earlier today. You know, I do believe, I thoroughly believe that God has angels camped around about us to keep us in all of our ways, wherever we go. And the angels protect us. They comfort us. They help to guide us. And they're not just some silly angels that are just wannabe from somewhere. No. I believe that the angels of God are the angels that are around us. And let me tell you a little story. So one time, I'm about 9 years old. No. Excuse me. I saw angels then too when I had a surgery, but the one I want to talk about, I was like 5. So I'm this little 5-year-old kid getting ready to go back and have a surgery on the right side of my face. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I was feeling kind of nervous, you know. That I'd already put a little thing in my nose to try to help clear it up a bit before I get sent back to surgery. And I remember saying to my mom, sorry about that noise, but I remember saying to my mom, "Mom, I think there's angels with me." And I feel like I'm going to be okay as I go through the surgery. I feel like God has his hand on me. And so I go back, have the surgery. Ends up taking a very, very, very long time to do the surgery. My heart stops at least once or twice. I come back out of the OR, and then I'm not sure whether it was a couple days later or what, but I told my mom, "Mom, I think there was angels in the OR. I think that that's why I'm not dead." Now, I might have not said those exact words, like OR and stuff. I might have said, "Mom, I felt some angels while I was asleep." You know? I think it was God that kept me alive. The angels of God can be camped round about us to keep us in all of our ways and I figured before I go on, before I get into some other parts of the show, figured I'd sing a little song that was released in 1993 by a group called Alabama. I thought it came out around 9/11. I did some research on it, found out otherwise. And it talks about how there are angels above us. I mean, there's angels among us, and they're sent down. I mean, they're looking from heaven up above, and they come to us in our darkest hours. Show us how to live. They teach us how to live, how to give, and they guide us with the light of love. So, if you know this, you can at least sing the chorus and then that bridge part and then the chorus. "Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from heaven up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour. They show us how to live and teach us how to give and guide us with the light of love. They show up in the strangest ways. There's so many places and guide us with your love. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hour to show us how to live, and they teach us how to give and guide us with the light of love. They guide us with the light of love." Now, you know, it's a good song of hope. They play it a lot on the radio at Christmas time on various stations. It's not even a Christmas song necessarily, but this figure I want to talk about. Angels work from the inside of us. Angels help us when we're going through stuff. And they also just guide us. And they protect us. And so let me just remind you of something about them before I get into some other things. Angels are not human beings. They are not human beings, but they do have power. They do show up, and they help us. They comfort us. But they are not human beings. Oh, and by the way, Lucifer was originally designed to be an angel. Guess what? God kicked him out of heaven. And so, sometime soon, I'm going to get a bit more teaching on angels, but I felt like I should just take a few minutes and discuss this. And so, as I said, I'm here at McDonald's. And with me, I have the best soda on the face of the earth, Coca-Cola. Now, there's something cool I want to tell you about Coke. You know what Coca-Cola was bottled first? It was actually bottled in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Right there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A city that I've been to quite a few times. Lately, it's been all for vacation, but when I was a lot younger, it was all for surgery. And it's a beautiful city. It's a good mountain. If you're a history buff, you'll find there's quite a bit there to see. There's some Civil War stuff there, as some battles were held in that area. And it's a nice place. Really is. Coke was first bottled there in Chattanooga. And now there's all kinds of bottling plants all over the place. And Coca-Cola was originally something mixed with some medicine and syrup. And it was believed that carbon was good for the health back in the 1880s and 1890s. And that, my friend, is when Coca-Cola was born. Right there in Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, if you folks are wondering, I do got Georgia on my mind a lot. Very often. Georgia's on my mind.
Well, I can get somebody to tell somebody.
And
I want to say it to you. Well, there
you go. It's not a Christian song. But, yes, I do always have Georgia on my mind. In fact, there's a sign that I've seen before in kind of in the Chattanooga area, like one area is Interstate 24, heading eastbound. If you're coming from like near the Nashville area or something, or Marion County, Dunlap, something like that, and you want to go over to Chattanooga, you have to go through the state of Georgia for a few miles. And they have a sign there, and it says, "Thanks for putting Georgia on your mind," when you're pulling in there. And then you're going south from Chattanooga area. When you're going down into Georgia, like to go towards Atlanta, there's a sign there too, and it says, "Thank you for putting Georgia on your mind." And Georgia is on my mind often, as it is one of my favorite places in this country. And just thought I'd give you a little hint on that. This news is actually a month old, but I just found out today the Big Mac is now 50 years old. It actually turned 50 last month. It is 50 years old. And in Brazil, in Latin America, so like Costa Rica and Colombia and countries like that, they have Coke cans that are shaped in the shape of Big Macs. That was McDonald's partnering with Coca-Cola. I wish they would have done that in America, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to do it. Come on, McDonald's America. Big Mac is 50 now, so we should do something like that, in my opinion. Two all-beef patties on a special sauce, along with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, pickles, onions. And did I mention the special sauce? Oh, yes. Yes, I did mention the special sauce. The special sauce. And it is delicious. I already missed the Grand Mac, which is the bigger Big Mac. That's my favorite of the Big Mac things, is that Grand Mac. But unfortunately, they only do it for a limited time when they do it. And so, folks, here is the plan for tonight. I already talked about angels a little bit. I was going to do that later, like before I got into sports or something, but felt like I wanted to lead off the show with that. And then we're going to read Numbers 16 tonight. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11. And we're going to read Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. And then we are going to exhort. We're going to exhort based on what we've read in the Word of God. After we do that, we're going to get into some sports. We have a Tigers score from last night, as the Tigers could not hold on to a large lead that they had against the Texas Rangers. And so we got that. We have some NBA news regarding the Cavaliers versus the Toronto Raptors. And I do have that result as the series is now finished. And then also in the NBA Eastern Conference, you have Boston taking on the Celtics. The Celtics took on Celtics versus the Philadelphia 76ers. As the series does continue now. And then the Rockets versus the Jazz face off tonight in a pivotal game 5 for the Jazz. So I'll talk about that a little bit. And then what happened in the NHL last night. And also, where were the Lions ranked based on what that came up from a bunch of the different ESPN columnists and what have you? So what they said, basically, and that is the sports news that I'm going to be talking about, is that little bit of Lions, Tigers, and then NBA and NHL playoff series, and what is happening there. Now, folks, those of you who have been regular listeners to the show for a long time, I really want, you can just bear with me for just a couple quick minutes as I am going to explain how this works for those of you who have family members who are interested in listening to the show, or coworkers, or even enemies. Instead of always screaming and hollering at your enemies and wanting them gone, why not recommend that they listen to the show? So, folks, I really want you to share this show. Share, 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 share. Get it out there on Facebook. Get it out there on Twitter. Get it out there on Instagram. Just get the word out. The Preacher and the Miracle Man show. Miracle Man. And we talk about God, we talk about faith, we talk about miracles of God, and what God uses, and we love to talk about some beautiful things about God, like what I did earlier when I opened the show. We talked about angels for a few minutes. Felt like it was something that was tugging on my heart. So I did it. But we talk about great stuff on this program. And those of you who are listening, I want you to share with others how they can be connected, how they can be a part of the show. And receive the word. As it is the last days, our time is short. And I don't know about you, but I plan to make as much of an impact on this earth as I can make in winning souls. Because our time is short. Our time is short, and it's the last days, and I'm going to take every opportunity I can have. And the more souls I can win for God, the better. And so if you have friends, family members, whatever, who are interested in this awesome show and hearing what I have to say, if you love sports, if you love God, you should listen to the show. You really should. And folks, listeners, here is how, what you can tell people as to how to listen to the show. So here's what you do. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment, and then you'll see a link. And the link should say Live and Large. And that is for our channel. As we have done over 140 episodes now, 140 plus episodes that of Preacher and Miracle Man. And we've had fun doing it. I've had fun. Preacher Man's had fun. I just enjoyed bringing this product to you. Hang on. Forget the word product. I mean, I really avoided doing this. And so, folks, and then when you're on the site, please hit that like button. I mean, the follow button. Here's what can happen if you hit the follow button. If you hit the follow button, you're going to get notified whenever we're getting ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow evening at 6:30, we're going to do another show. And then on Monday at 6:30, we're going to do another show. And you're going to get notified about 6 o'clock, 6:15, maybe 6:20, when we're going to get ready to do the show. But you have to hit the like button, the follow button first. If you don't hit the like, the follow button, then set an alarm on your phone. By all means, please hit that like button, follow button, and share. And here's something we always say. It is always a smart thing to listen to this program. Amen. It's a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone or on your laptop or on your iPad or on your desktop. And we love you. I mean, we love it that you would listen to us. And hey, we have previous episodes archived. All of previous episodes that we've done together are archived, so you can go back and listen to them. And it's great. We've done lots of great things. I've sang quite a few times. I try to sing at the very least every 2 weeks. At the very least. I'm going to try to make sure I sing a song a week from now on, though. I do love singing, too, and generally, when I sing on this program, it's based on something that I think that God has put in my heart that I should sing. We may have a parody here and there, too. I'm going to get to work on a special parody for Waffle House. And it's going to be not about why Miracle Man loved the Waffle House necessarily, but sort of what sets it apart and why you should go. And who knows exactly how it's going to be. And I'm still going to look at what I want to parody. I'm thinking of using a good old classic song. And then it's not going to be the length of a full song. It's probably going to be like 1 or 2 minutes. But one of these shows within the next couple weeks, I'm going to get to work on this. It's going to be something fun. And I want it to be something that I can remember, that I can refer to on future shows. And you know, it's great. And I do love Waffle House a lot. Not as much as I love Jesus, though. And then we have done those, some great things. We got a song about biscuits and gravy around Christmas time, the 2 weeks before Christmas. I was singing like two songs a show, especially the last week. And we just had fun doing it. I've had a blast doing this. And I hope you listeners have really enjoyed listening to it. Because I'm going to put time to do it. I'm believing that you guys, I'm believing that, first of all, you guys receive what God wants you to get out of this. In the name of Jesus. And that, secondly, that you guys enjoy, you know, the sports, the other stuff, like when I do commentary on food or whatever, that you guys enjoy it. And you enjoy my insights and my comments that I get. And so, with that, we have a telephone number that you can call us on, and we can talk generally about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about God? You want to talk about fun? Talk about what your favorite food item is to order at Waffle House or any good restaurant type place. And what your favorite food is, period. Why you think the grass is always greener on the other side. We could talk about that. We can talk about why you think those people who wrote those picks were so mean to the Lions as they rated them at 20th out of 32 teams who have the best chance to make the Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about that later, but I was just throwing out an idea. Or a better idea, you can talk about what you love about God. Amen. Amen. Those are the kind of calls we're shooting for. I want to hear your testimonies. And we can talk. We can pray together. The telephone number you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you can press 1 after being prompted to do so. You can press 1, and what's going to happen when you press 1 is you're going to go through the call screener, and then my wonderful assistant, she will let me know that we got a caller, and then I'm going to approve it, and I'm going to let you on, and we can talk. Now, we do have 2 quick rules that I want to go over quickly. Now, both of these are in love, and these are just to help us have a quality show. None of these are about being hostile. None of these are about silencing your opinion or silencing anything. We just want to have a good, clean show that is not divisive. So, with that, rule number 1, this show is not a political talk show. We do have other good, there are good, talk shows that you can listen to, you can be a part of, and you can call in, and you can give your opinion. People, guys like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Miss Laura Ingram, who does an amazing job. My mom loves her. And then Glenn Beck. And you can call into them and talk about how you feel about the politics and how you feel. However, this show is not a political talk show. We talk more about God, some other fun things, food, and then mainly, of course, it's about the faith in God, other parts of the Bible, as well as sports. But we do squeeze in some other fun things here and there. But that's mainly what we do. And yes, we will pray. You call in for prayer. If you want to call in and you want some prayer, we're going to pray for you. And we love you. We care about you. You want to give your life to Christ, we can help with that too. Praise God. And then if you want to talk about politics, we're going to tell you to pray for those who have authority over you, as the Bible says to do. And then we're going to tell you to vote. As voting is a right and a responsibility as Americans. As Americans, we have a right to vote. We also have a responsibility to vote. And if you live in a state that are the primary today, I pray you went out and voted. I pray that you voted Bible. as opposed to voting God, as opposed to voting based on your pocketbook. And so, not political talk show. And then rule number two, this show is a family talk show. Generally what that means is that we welcome and encourage all ages to come on board and listen to us and receive from the Word of God and to enjoy what God has, as well as listening to what I have to say. And folks, ultimately, we're a Christian talk show, so generally, we want God to be proud of what we're doing. So, let's just keep the standard high. Let's make sure that what we're saying is appropriate. I always use this as a golden rule. If I were you, if I wouldn't say a certain thing to Jesus, then I wouldn't come on this program and say it either. So that's a good rule to go by. Amen. So, you can follow the rules, and then we can have a great show tonight and hopefully take some phone calls. As I enjoy taking those. And so, with that, I am going to get into a word of prayer before we open the Bible for a few minutes tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful evening, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the listeners who have come on board tonight to receive from you, to receive from your word, to receive what you have to say. Thank you, Lord God, that you use me as an oracle tonight. Thank you that you're strengthening my voice, that you're anointing my voice, and you're using me tonight in what you're having me do. And I thank you, Lord God, for that you bless me. You bless those who help me. Thank you, Lord God, that you just redeem our time. And Lord God, I just thank you that the word would go forth tonight with great boldness as well as simplicity. And I thank you, Lord God. I hereby confess tonight that in your name, Jesus, that the listenership on this show skyrockets. And in the name of Jesus, I claim that money comes into this show. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, dear God, that partners come on, sponsors and partners come on to help us do this. And I also thank you, Lord God, that many souls come in. People give their life to Christ when they listen to this program. And Lord, I also thank you that new equipment comes onto this program so that it can be a greater and better show. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that and for tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. Now, let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 16. And if you got your Bible with you, by all means, please turn your Bible. This is not just the Miracle Man and the Preacher Man show, where a guy sits inside a McDonald's, gives his little rant, reads some Bible verses, I mean a couple chapters out of the Bible, and then exhorts on what he's reading. Well, I do all that stuff, but ultimately, what we want, our goal, is for you, the listener, to be able to receive what God has for you. And what we believe, the best way that you can do that is by engaging yourself. I mean, is by engaging and participating. And that it means that generally, what that means is when I turn to a verse in the Bible, a chapter in the Bible, you turn there. When I pray, you pray. If I sing a song, you sing along. And if that's how we do it. So generally, what we always like to say is whatever I do at McDonald's, you do where you are. So what I do here, you do there. And that is easy to remember. And so in a minute, we're going to go to Numbers 16. Numbers 16. I am just fixing something real quick. And so, we're going to number 16. We're going to see what God is saying to Moses and Aaron. And so we're just gonna keep plowing on in the Bible. So number 16, chapter 16. Korah, son of Israel, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dedan and Aviram, sons of Eliab, Enan, son of Peleth. They became insolent and rose up against Moses. For there were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders who had been appointed members of the council. They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You've gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?" When Moses heard this, he fell face down. Then he said to Korah and all his followers, "In the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have that person come near him. And the man he chooses, he will cause to come near him." And you, Korah, and all of your followers are to do this. Take censers and then put fire and incense in them before the Lord. The man the Lord chooses will be the one who is holy. And Levites have gone too far. Moses also said to Korah, "Now listen, you Levites. Isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community and brought you near him to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before the community and minister to them? He has brought you and all of your fellow Levites near him. But now you are trying to get the priesthood too. It is against the Lord that you and all of your followers have banded together. Who was Aaron that you should grumble against him?" Then Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they said, "We will not come. Isn't it enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert? And now you also want to lord it over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey. Or have you given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards? Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? No, we will not come." Then Moses became very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not accept their offering. I have not taken so much as a donkey from them, nor have I wronged any of them." Moses said to Korah, "You and all of your followers are to appear before the Lord. Tomorrow, you and they and Aaron, each man is to take his censer and put incense in it, 250 censers in all, and present it before the Lord. You and Aaron are to present your censers also. So each man took his censer, put fire and incense in it, and he stood with Moses and Aaron at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And when Korah had gathered all his followers in opposition to them, and at the entrance to the tent of meeting, the glory of the Lord appeared to the entrance assembly. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, separate yourselves from assembly so that I can put an end to them at once. But Moses and Aaron fell face down and cried out, Oh God, God of the spirits of all mankind, will you be angry with the entire assembly when only one man sins? Then the Lord said to Moses, say to the assembly, move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Moses got up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed them. He warned the assembly to move back from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch anything belonging to them, or you will be swept away because of all of their sins. So they moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram had come out and were standing with their wives, children, and little ones at the entrance to their tents. Then Moses said, this is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all of these things, and that it was not my idea. If these men die a natural death and experience only what usually happens to men, then the Lord has not, verse 30, sent me. But if the Lord brings about something totally new and the earth opens up its mouth and it swallows them, then everything that belongs to them and they go down alive into the grave. Then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. As soon as he finished saying all this, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth, and it swallowed them with their households and all Korah's men and all of their possessions. They went down alive into the grave with everything they owned, and the earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. At their cries, all of the Israelites around them fled, shouting, the earth is going to swallow us too. And the fire came out from the Lord, and it consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. The Lord said to Moses, tell Eleazar, son of Aaron, to prepare to take the censers out of the smoldering away. And out of the smoldering remains and scatter the coals some distance away. For the sinners are holy. The sinners of the men who sinned at the cost of their lives. Hammer the censers into sheets to inviolate the altar, and they were presented before the Lord and will become holy. Let them be a sign to the Israelites. So Eleazar the priest collected the bronze censers brought to those who had been burned up, and he had them hammered out to overlay the altar, as the Lord directed him through Moses. And this was to remind the Israelites that no one except a descendant of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers. And the next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. "You have killed the Lord's people," they said. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron, and they turned towards the tent of meeting, suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron went to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord said to Moses, "Get away from this assembly so that I can put an end to them at once." I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. This isn't funny. And they fell face down. Then Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put incense in it, along with fire, from the altar, in the Lord of the assembly, to make atonement for them. For the wrath has come in from the Lord. And the plague has started."
"They'll take care. Let me know if you want to go down there. It won't be for a couple weeks."
"Yeah.
That, so Aaron did as Moses said, and he ran into the midst of the assembly, and the plague had already started among the people. But Aaron, offered the incense and made atonement for them. He stood beside the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. But 16,000 people died from the plague, in addition to those who had died because of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and the plague had stopped." Wow. Well, let me just tell you something real quick here. God is angry with the wicked every day. He is. I'm just going to fix something real quick. Let me just see here. And so they ended up dying. All these Israelites that died. They died because God said he was going to put an end to them. As angry as God gets at the wicked now, he doesn't kill anymore like he used to. You know? Because we have a blood covenant with Jesus. That's why we don't, that's why we don't get killed when we don't, that's why we don't get killed anymore when we sin against God. All right. I was just fixing something. And now that I have it fixed, we are going to move forward. Actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk a couple minutes about what faith is, and just give you a few points. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. You've been listening to the show. You should know this verse by now. Hey, if I knew all of you listeners' numbers, then I would just possibly do live call-ins and do live pop quizzes on some of these faith verses and ask you where they are, what they say. Like that one, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You ask me, what's important about this? Well, faith is not a substance that you can go get at Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, have it ordered from shipped, or anything like that. No. It's what you hope for. And faith is trusting in God that he will do what he said he would do. Now faith is. Faith is now. Faith is now. I believe that now the show has increased in audience in the name of Jesus. And I believe now manifestation of my healing is made manifest. I call my eyes to see. I call my right ear to hear, just like my left ear hears. And to have a real ear canal on the right side of my face. A real ear canal. I call it so. In the name of Jesus. And other things. I am healed. I am whole. And I am set free. In the name of Jesus. And you got to ask God. You got to speak aloud what you're believing God for. Don't just say it silently. You know, you want the Lord to know. You also want other believers to know so that we can believe with you. This is part of why, you know, if you're fighting some stuff, if you're going through a battle, this is part of why you need a church. So that you can have people to rub shoulders with, who will pray with you, who will stand with you, and believe God with you. Your pastor will care about you. My pastor stood with me and my mom when I was little. I should have died so long ago. By faith, I stayed alive. And I'm alive to this day because my mom had faith in God. And pastor had faith in God. And other people had faith in God. And it is a miracle that I am still here. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless this time in the Word tonight, this time that we spent in the Word tonight, reading about what happened to these people and how the anger of the Lord was made very clear in this chapter, Numbers chapter 16. And thank you. I thank you, Lord God, though, that you created the Old Testament as something that we can refer to. Even though we're under the New Covenant, that we still have the Old Testament, as we should know both and understand both, even though we know what applies to us. And if we don't know what applies to us, we should learn. And I just thank you, Lord, that you bless this word that went forth and that it goes with us as we move on. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are the one who's in control of the show. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Dun 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 dun. That's right. It is time for sports update, and we begin with the Tigers update. Last night, the Tigers took on the Texas Rangers in the first game of a three-game set in Texas, South Lincoln, Texas. Tigers were up 5-1, could not keep the lead. In fact, they ended up getting tied 5-5 before Michael Fulmer was pulled out and the bullpen had to come on. But, you know, the Tigers score a run in like the 6th or 7th inning, and then the Tigers, I'm going to make it 6-5. But then, what do you know, the Tigers give up that lead and give up two more runs to end up losing 7-6. and the bullpen guys had to take the loss, and he was the one who was pitching when the Dodgers gave up those two runs to make it 7-6. In addition, Jordan Zimmermann is going to be on the disabled list for a short time. So we're basically out two of our best pitchers, so it's going to make it a little more difficult. And for the Tigers, that is their second loss in a row. They look to get a win tonight, as they are in Arlington again. 8:10 the start time on FM 104.9 WPBX, as well as 790 WSGW here in this local area. Please check local listings in your area for other times. Now, Lions news. According to ESPN writers, Lions are essentially rated ranked 21st. They have the 21st best chance to win the Super Bowl or make the Super Bowl out of 32 teams. They have the 18th best rating post free agency. We got a couple good new defensive guys, but when we got a good running back, rookie running back, that looks like he could be good. We were dead last in rushing the ball. We must do better running the ball if we want to be successful. We must. We don't have a choice. We don't have it. You can only rely on Stafford so much. And so, I think we're better than that. I think if we can run the ball more, I think we got some good defensive guys. I think we can be a threat. I really do. Now, keep in mind that Minnesota got Cousins now, so in a way, they kind of got to reload what they lost from Keenan. In a way, they kind of got it back. But Cousins always been the absolute greatest quarterback in my mind. And so.
Yeah, so this is a nice restaurant since they
remodeled. You can take that what it's worth. We'll find out as the season goes along how we're actually faring compared to what these writers say. And remember, folks, ESPN is not prophets. And this is what a wife, you're a sports game, you kind of should watch the games. God's not going to always tell you what he thinks the certain records are going to be. And someone teased me about this. I heard this somewhere, and I thought it was really funny. And I don't know. I don't think this is exactly true. I think it's a made-up thing. Maybe it is true. Who knows? But I think it's kind of funny. If God truly cared and loved sports, you know who would win the Super Bowl every single year? The New Orleans Saints. And if God truly loved baseball, you know who would win the pennant and then the World Series every year? The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They would win the World Series every year. That doesn't mean that God hates sports and doesn't think that we should not watch them. We should never watch them or anything, but we should always hold God of the highest esteem. And if we have anything ahead of God, then it is an idol. I was just straightening that out for you guys so you can see. Now, let's talk a little bit of NBA. Last night, series Cleveland versus Toronto. So you had Cavs, Raptors in CLE, Cleveland. I thought maybe it'd be close. Oh, no. Cleveland 128, number one seed. Toronto Raptors 93. The one seed was totally annihilated in the series, especially in the last game. Totally annihilated. So, Philadelphia is still alive. Philadelphia, on the other side of the East bracket, they beat Boston last night. Keep in mind that the Sixers still lead. No, the Celtics still lead the Sixers 3-1. Tonight, you have the Houston Rockets taking on the Utah Jazz. You can watch it on TV or listen to it on ESPN Radio. And I think Houston's going to close out the series tonight. I really do. And then NHL news. For your Eastern Conference Finals, you have Pittsburgh Penguins versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. As Tampa Bay always makes it real foul lately. So that's what you have in NHL. Now, in the Western Conference semifinals, Nashville did beat Winnipeg last night, annihilated them by a 4-0 score. That series is tied 3-3. They are going to play Game 7 in Nashville tomorrow night. I will let you know what I think will happen tomorrow night. And folks, hope you really enjoyed the show. Hope you really received the word of God tonight. And I pray that it was a good night. So folks, live from McDonald's, I say from that McDonald's until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see all of you tomorrow night.